Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
There's just so much we have to share with you. We're going to make a lot of that available on VFN TV coming up in the near season. But I want to talk to you about the best of times. It's the best of times. Notice that no matter what's going on, and we're seeing this. This is not just some saying this, that you know, I'm sort of like a Misty Edwards. You know, what's the point? What's the point? You know, I don't want to cheer for a football team that will never play. I don't want to preach a gospel that'll never happen. You know, and I don't want to speak to a people who will never listen. And it's like, where is this whole? And then the thing is that. We are seeing this. We're seeing in the midst of great job loss and economy shaking to the ground, people who are loyal to Jesus. This is what loyal to Jesus means. Loyal to Jesus. When you read his words, you do what he says. And one thing that we're seeing, when people take Jesus literally, their blessings become literal. Their provision becomes literal. But when people just take him, his words is like, yeah, you know, their life is like, oh, you know, he's like, it doesn't happen. But when people say, here I am, God, send me, the great commission is not the great suggestion. I am ready to go. God takes them from occupations that they worked for years and houses that they settled would be thought forever, and literally sells that house in less than 7 days, transfers them to other states that he's sending them to a people group that he loves. And then within days, he's providing them occupations and jobs when everybody else, 23 million or whatever it is, don't have jobs. We're finding God's people getting jobs. And not only that, after 7 days of prayer and fasting, giving them a house, a new house and a new place with viewpoints that are, views that are just awesome. Over and over again. Listen, this God that we serve is good. But the thing is, he's not a theory. He's a fact.
That's right.
He's not a premonition. He is God. And above him, there's none other. So loyalty, we're talking loyalty to him. It's the same way that if you're married, you expect your spouse to be loyal to you. I mean, that's just like a no-brainer, right? Well, hello, we are the bride of Christ, and Jesus expects us to be loyal to him, more loyal to him than anybody else on the face of this earth. And that is somebody who truly is loyal to Jesus. So I want you to hear, this is Brother John Kilpatrick giving a word. He shared it in January the 6th at Church of His Presence. And in it, he talks about the blessing in 2013, and that blessing is the blessing for those who are his. Listen up.
This year, many of you are going to wake up one day and realize you've outgrown where you are. You'll feel like a bird all of a sudden locked up in a cage, and you didn't feel that way yesterday. You'll feel desperate to get out and fly to the place that God's prepared for you, and the Lord will open the door. You'll suddenly realize that you've been prepared for more income, more responsibility, a different location, and a change of address. Your clothes must be changed. Your name tag and your desk nameplate also must be changed. You're ready? It's time. Even the devil can't stop it, because it's time. You used to say, I can't, but now all of a sudden you're saying, I'm raring to go. I'm ready. It looked as though things were over for you, and you were sheared like Samson was sheared. You felt that your anointing was gone, but now you've woke up and you feel something tickling the back of your neck. It's a fresh growth of hair. Your anointing has returned. You thought that the Holy Spirit had bypassed you, but get ready. Your most rewarding accomplishments are just around the corner, just as Samson was awaiting him. Go ahead now and start rolling up your mat, because not an angel is being sent to stir the pool, but Jesus himself is passing by. And you will receive your healing. Roll that mat and get ready to rise up and walk. You've got better things to do than lie helplessly by a pool the rest of your life. You got things to do, places to go, things to say. Your healing will be both in mind and in body. You will need to be healed in your mind so that you can begin to see yourself healed in your body. Because your mind has already accepted that this is the way it's always going to be. But it's not. Jesus is passing by. The Lord said this. This year, you'll forget what it feels like to cry. Your laughter will be so deep and so long that it will be like a release valve on the inside of you that you will not believe that just that morning you were crying and lonely and in despair. But within 12 hours, he turned your mourning into dancing. Elijah is passing by. He's going to throw his mantle around you while you're plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. You're going to burn your plows. You're going to leave your secular work. You're going to slay the oxen. You're going to pack up. And you will finally begin your odyssey in the ministry that God promised you years ago. There's a mighty rumbling. It's the hoofs of God's angels coming to bring freedom to the captives. Their swords are drawn and their banners are flying. Your enemies that have tormented you are getting nervous. They are losing their influence over you now, and confusion has already set in. They are scattering, and already they're becoming like loose soil where at once they held you like concrete. Your enemies will leave bounty and spoils that you will gather from the battle, and not one shot will be fired. This is a battle the Lord Himself says He will fight. Your enemy will scatter at the sound of the Lord of hosts. This will be a sudden thing. Again, I say, this will be a sudden thing. The investment that you've made in someone very close to you, the Lord says, will not be in vain. Those years of investment, prayers and intercession, the Lord is already at work untangling Satan's web that the devil has meticulously woven over your son. The blindfold over his eyes is going to come off. And he will begin to see clearly what he couldn't see previously. He'll see the trap that was laid for his very soul. And when he's free, it's going to set you free. So the Lord said, go ahead and now rejoice. It's as good as done. You will sign your name this year to papers that will unlock your future. A simple signature on these documents will be the key that will unlock many locks. It will be like a chain reaction. This document will now lead to future contracts. It's your childhood dream. Somebody in the house, give the Lord praise.
Totally, totally, totally awesome. It's johnkilpatrick.org, awesome. John Kilpatrick Ministries.
Wow.
Brother John Kilpatrick, that is the best of times. The best of times. I know we just talked about in the first hour, if you missed it, listen, this is in conjunction with understanding two babies are being born. The contractions are happening. Why would you not want to be this part of the blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Understand that when great turmoil hits the earth, a great harvest of men and women come to God and get forgiven and get cleansed and get welcomed into the kingdom of God. It's the greatest harvest time that the church ever sees. And you want to be a part of that. You don't want this wave to pass you by. And I can just feel, can you just feel that? I mean, we've literally seen these words already. They're just affirming in regards to much has come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, it's just amazing how God's already, you know, begin to do this. And there's so much more ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, 2013. And I just like the idea of the hearing of even the word of saying that there will be no more tears. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because we've all gone through so many broken times. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've gone through a relationship situation. Maybe your children, the enemy's tried to destroy your children. Maybe, you know, your business, maybe your finances, maybe your brother in the Lord or your sister in the Lord that you've been betrayed and all these things. And it's like, is there all weeping? Will it just go? And he says, weeping may endure for the night.
That's
That's right.
But joy will come in the morning. And that release of joy is like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's just exciting to know that that our Father and our Lord Savior has in mind for those who are His an awesome encounter. And when we get back, we're going to talk to you about, we are going to talk about this word about the Pope and understand the times we're in, but talk to you about the thickness of the glory of God when He pours Himself out, how awesome it is and how refreshing it is, and how encouraging. You're just designed for His presence. You're designed for Him. It's just where you belong in the presence of God. And, you know, we're just speaking about how we've seen a lot of these things come to pass. A lot of these things come to pass in our lives as we just stepped out and began to follow Jesus. And I want to encourage you that the book of Acts is not a history book or a history lesson. It's an operations manual. Mm-hmm. This is the Acts of the church. And you can believe God not only for that, but you can believe God for what happens in the Gospels, because Jesus said, not only will you do what I've been doing, but you'll do greater things than these, because I'm going to be with the Father, and whatever you ask for in my name, it'll be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you do this, that you bear fruit, that you get on the front lines. And so I just want to encourage you that these are exciting days. God may be calling you to be a part of these. You know, I remember that Rick Joyner wrote a book called The Call, as he's writing out the prophecy, the vision that he had saw about the end time armies. There was three different armies. And of course, the first two armies were destructive. The first one was totally destructive. The second one would go in and do good things, but when they would leave, they would destroy all the things they did. Mm. You know, you've seen those folks that come in, they do this great thing, and by the time they finish, they start walking out. It's like, what you just said destroyed everything that was just done. You know, and those days, praise God, are coming to an end. You know, it's like, did you just really just say what you just did? And they disassociate the ministry from their own personal life is what it is. And so that's people using the gifts but not bearing the fruit, because their lack of fruit destroys what the gift brought to pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then there's a last army, and the last army is the one that when they come into a place that is devastated, they bring life to it, but when they leave it better off than it was when they actually arrived at it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, I could just feel like that's about to take place and be loose to the face of the earth. And everybody's moving in their ranks, and they're not jealous or envious or whatever that, you know, fighting and all that. Everybody's just whatever their position is and what God called them to do, they just are tightly fit together for the purposes of God. And I could just see these flanks, these spiritual platoons that are all around the world, you know, and as they just begin to flank in on what God is doing on the earth, and it's just powerful. And you need, if you're thinking, man, that's in me, but I didn't know that was possible, you need to find where God's calling you so you can enlist in God's army and be a soldier for Him. And we're talking about spiritual army. We're not talking about physical army. To be able to fight the good fight of faith and stand shoulder to shoulder with men and women who understand that they are ambassadors of God, and that they are soldiers for Christ, and they're to march out into the dark places to be able to win those who are held captive by the adversary and snatch them from the fire, like a coal being snatched from the fire, and understanding that the kingdom expands, God's kingdom expands when Satan's kingdom shrinks. It doesn't. There's not people like in some middle kingdom out there. No, when we're born, we're conceived in sin and we are lost. Right. And when we make a decision to join the kingdom of God and make Jesus the Lord of our life, that's when we leave Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, and we enter into the kingdom of light. What does that mean? You're going to have to confront evil. You're going to have to go and speak to people who are held captive and let them know that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Share with them who you were and who you are, and it's this grace of God that has actually brought you to the place that you are, and they can be with God too, and that God loves them and God has a plan for their life. And when you're hearing about this blessing being loosed on the face of the earth, firsthand knowledge, and we're going to be having, you know, we may call it glory stories, I don't know, but we just want to be able to share with you the glory of God and what God is doing. Mm-hmm. We have some interviews that set up that, and we want to begin to capture them for you, because you need to hear that this same Jesus that walked the face of the earth, this same church, the loyal church to Jesus that you read about in the book of Acts, exists And you can walk with God and these miracles, provision, jobs, homes, healings, whatever you need for a breakthrough. I mean, going into a people group where God's launching you. Listen, America needs missionaries. America needs people, men and women, who are willing to go into a place of a people group, even a very religious people group, and begin to carry the light of the gospel in that place and begin to share the hope of God and the hope of walking with God that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm really believing and hoping for missionaries in every state and every county and in every city in America who have the torch of God's fire burning in their heart, the voice of God burning in their heart, to begin to share with that city and maybe share with the church of that city that's held captive. Wow. And cause them to desire to be with their Lord, with the bridegroom, and begin to just long after him. And it's exciting. It's so exciting. But we have something we have to do. When you heard in the first hour, when you heard the warnings about the spiritual avalanche, which is a mountain covered with the snow, which is false teachings, heretical teachings that are being taught today. I mean, I just want to tell you, I mean, I feel like in my heart that, you know, TBN right now weighs in the balance, the Eternity Broadcasting Network, because, you know, Paul Krause just turned everything over this year or last year to his son.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's his youngest son. I can't tell you his name right now.
I think it's Matthew.
Matthew, and he's embracing this grace message instead of fruit message. And he's Prince. I don't want to name any names. I don't want to name any names. But I just feel like TBN is teetering on will they go this way, which is the thing that we heard about in the first hour, where Steve was talking about calling him an old fashioned Holy Ghost, and you know, you're old fashioned Holy Ghost, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like the new grace movement, as if it's acceptable. And it's like, really? And I see it, I'm like, oh my goodness, Matthew. I mean, come on, man, hang on, dude. Don't let it go. Don't let it go, because many people will join you and many people will give financially to you if you tell them they're okay in their sin. If you comfort them on their bedside before they bust hell wide open, they will just, oh my goodness, they'll just be your closest friend. Because if you make them comfortable in their sin and tell them they're okay, you know, understand this, that there's going to be many people. It's a wide road like that. Mm-hmm. But in that, understand is that you're going to be held accountable for that man or that woman's blood if you told them that and you skipped over what Jesus said. When Jesus preached, John, when Jesus preached and his disciples were around him, they were listening to what he said.
Yeah.
And their response to what he said was, well, who can be saved, Jesus? I mean, who then can be saved? I mean, they're thinking like, I can't be saved. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I'm looking at my life and what you're saying, it just doesn't even line up. That's what they're saying. And Jesus said, what's impossible with man is possible with God. Listen, America, a lot of the American message today is being preached saying everybody can be, it don't matter who, you can do anything you want to do, say anything you want to. It's like, just come quick. You don't have to do nothing. Just say, just give me some numbers. Give me some likes. Give me some, you know, give me a crowd. It's like, yeah, you can be saved. Doesn't matter. You can be saved. And that's a totally different message. The American message right now, the false doctrine is, it's like, who can't be saved?
That's right.
But when Jesus preached, they told him, they said, the ones that are hearing his very word said, who can be saved? And then he drives them right back to, listen, you can only do this through me, bro. You have to humble yourself. There is no pride in this. Mm-hmm. You got to humble yourself, and you can only do it through a personal relationship with me. What's impossible with man is possible with God.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
A gifted and talented public school program out of control. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Our daughter is in fifth grade, so the teacher this year refuses to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it says one nation under God. She asks the children to retrieve her hominid skull, and she gets the kids to bring it to her, and she carries it around, not pertaining to the lecture. She referred to Christ as that boy from Nazareth.
All right, let me jump right in here. We're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Making disparaging statements about your daughter or her faith is not allowed. That is a violation of the law. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Hang on the line here, Dana. We'll get you some help.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, and we could read the Word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, what the Holy Spirit is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially. And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828. And type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio
where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so I just want to encourage you. I mean, you know, if you haven't yet, we're fine. I mean, our audience, if you haven't heard about the virtual stadium, you'll hear it sometime today. You know, we're excited to have you sit down in the seat in this virtual stadium to, mm-hmm. to be encouraged. You know, realize that you can sit any time of the day, you know, whether you're in your car or whether you're at home or in your office, and just let encouragement come over you. Let the light of God's reality and truth come over you. Understand that you can look the truth square in the face, reality square in the face, if you understand God's perspective of it. Because the enemy likes to do things to cause people to be fearful. Mm-hmm. And so people just kind of bury their head in the sand of the denial. It don't exist. It don't exist. It mm-hmm. don't exist. That looks kind of funny after a while when you're thinking, you know, that, you know, that, you know, say, well, I'm not going to talk about being a Lions fan. You know, at some point, you know, you just got to face it. You know, people get tired of denial after a while because they're having to live it. You know, you keep denying our reality. We want you to talk about our reality. But when you know God's truth about it and God's perspective, and that God is the creator of all things, he holds all things together, and he protects those who stay in him, who put their trust in him, then you can look at the truth. You know, and if we've failed, which we have, you know, if we've come short, well, John,
and
we can make things right. You know, we can make things right at the cross. That's what's so awesome about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, people wanted to deny Jesus because that's the only place that you can make things right. Mm-hmm. It's at the feet of Jesus, at the cross of Christ. But you can make things right. You know, righteousness means this: right standing with God. Somebody says, "Well, you can't be righteous." Well, there's no one righteous. You know, no man that's righteous. The only one righteous is God, you know, and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, but understand this, because of what Jesus did, if we acknowledge our failures and our awesome need for a Savior and accept what he did on the cross, at that point, we're in right standing with God, which means even though we don't feel righteous, you know, mm-hmm. even though, you know, we are a Saints fan, even though we are, don't feel that way, we know by faith that we are. Mm-hmm. So when you see that a righteous man, when God says that a righteous man, a fool who denies God is blown away by the storm, but a righteous man is not uprooted, you can say, don't be defeated by the mentality of who you were before you knew Christ. Understand now that you know him, you're in right standing with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not some righteous, you know, religious zealot. You're right before God because of Jesus and your reliance and your dependency on him, which means your roots go deep and the storm cannot remove you according to your faith in this reality that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get back to understanding that we've been made right in God. Right, we're in right mm-hmm. standing before God. He says, and because Jesus has done all this, that we can approach the throne of the creator of the universe, who sits on a throne in the center of the universe, surrounded by an emerald rainbow with lightning and thunder that's booming from his throne room, with angels surrounding him, calling out, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Worthy is your name. Worthy." And think about that. All this is happening, and we can walk in the midst of all of that boldly and go, "Dad," or "Abba." That's Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
Or Greek, Hebrew?
It's Hebrew.
Abba? That means daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels go, "Shh. One of his sons are here. One of his daughters are here." Shh. I mean, the angels stand in awe of what Jesus did for us. And he says in Song of Solomon, we caught his eye.
Mm.
We caught his eye. And he has, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, we just caught his eye. Believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
You know, for example, when I saw you smoking your Bible, Chris, you know, I just kind of glanced over there and I caught your eye. It's this future story we got to tell you. You know, the word was in Chris before it was in Chris.
Oh, it was in him, all right.
It was in. We you know, the future story. But listen, this is how awesome you are, that the creator of the universe was glancing, looking around, and all of a sudden he saw you out of the corner of his eye. And he goes, I am in love with you. I'm in love with you. I mean, think about that. It's like, why do you think the adversary is doing everything he can to do to change this perception and destroy what a father looks like and destroy the trying to destroy the name, the perception of the name of Jesus, and to change who God is and change who the true prophet of God, all this different stuff? Because he's jealous of that God, the creator of the universe. You call his eye, and he goes, wow, I'm in love with you. I want. But then there was an issue. Mm. It was a sin issue. It was the fact that how can I get close to the one that I love, because I'm in love with you? And how do I do that without killing you? Because my very presence, sin can't exist in my presence, but you got the sin in your life from the fall of the man since the garden. I want to be close to you. And so, what can I do? You know, I love you so much. I love you so much. You caught my eye so much. My heart so burns for you that I'm gonna give my son for you. I'm gonna have my son. He's going to come from the splendors right now where he is with me now, and he's going to be birthed like a man like you are, because he's not. He's God, but now he's going to become a man, all man and all God, and I'm gonna hover over this virgin named Mary, over her womb with my spirit, and the seed of God will go into the womb of woman, and in that I will conceive my son, so he will forever be a man. And he'll forever be God. He gave up the splendors of heaven and this perfectness of godness to be able to come down to be all man and all God. And he, Jesus, is and was so in love with the Father and so in love with you that he wants us to be his bride. Mm. I mean, this is a love story. This is a love story. And so Jesus was so in love with you and so in love with the Father that he walked on the face of this earth just like you walk and just like I walk. And he was tempted in every way. So don't think the way you're being tempted that God can't relate to it. That's just other people can't relate to it. God's been tempted. Jesus was tempted in every way, But yet he didn't fall to it like we fall into it and that type of thing. And so he walked sinless. He didn't make any mistakes. He didn't do nothing or say nothing unless the Father wanted him to say or do it. Why? Because you caught his eye. Mm. You caught his eye, and he was working out a plan to bring you into his presence forever. I mean, he wants to live with you forever. And he had to work out a way to do that. And he did it through his son, and his son did it through the Father, and they did it because of you. And he walked a sinless life. But all of a sudden, out the middle of nowhere, about around the age of 33 years of age, after he's walked in his ministry and made the Father known, is what he was doing. That's why we always talk about meet my Father. It's about making the Father known. That's our ministry. We want to make the one whose eye you caught known to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, this is what I'm going to do. My perfect son, who's made no mistakes, not one, but can relate to your issues because he's been tempted in every way, just like you. And he can explain to me, by the way, he can explain to me in the future and all the time about what's going on, because God doesn't, you know, he understands the answer. But he does. The question is, like, it just doesn't even compute with him. You know, why would sin be? And so all of a sudden, the Father God, whose eye you caught, he took all the sin, all the mistakes, all the failures, all the downfallings, everything that's ever gone wrong, did go wrong, has gone wrong, or ever will go wrong. All the sins, all your failures, all of our mistakes, and he took it all at one time and he just dumped it on his son, because that was the only way the one who caught his eye that he can have a relationship with. That was the only way. That's why religion is trying to take this away from you. That's why men are saying, hey, you need to be a go-between. I'm a go-between between you and God. That's why they're telling you don't need to abide with him. Listen, he loves you and he wants to abide with you. Quit eating another man's groceries and realize God wants to feed you. Taste and see the Lord is good. He wants to commune with you. And so he dumped all of our sin on Jesus. Jesus willingly took the sin and he nailed him to the cross. Why? Because sin has to be paid for. God is a just God, and he's the one that justifies. He had to deal with sin, and he dealt with sin once and for all by allowing his son to be the sin sacrifice for us. He paid the price. The one whose eye you caught, he was so in love with you and is so in love with you that he dumped all of our wrongs that ever was on his son. And then he struck his son. He literally struck his son who he loves so he didn't have to strike you. Mm-hmm. And then he died. And then Jesus is so awesome. I mean, he's on the cross. You know, all his sin is upon him. And his father has turned his face away from him because the one who called our eye couldn't turn his eye to his son because now his son had sin on him. Mm-hmm. And he turns his face, that had never happened to his son. And he says, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? And this is the reason why, because we've caught his eye. And then all of a sudden, before he passes on the cross, Jesus says this, and oh my goodness, we need God's grace for this. He said, Father, hold not this sin against them, for they know not what they're doing. I mean, they're nailing him to a cross. They're calling God Satan. Everything good, they're calling bad. And he's done nothing wrong. Huge injustices. But he entrusted himself who judges justly, the one whose eye we caught. And then he dies. His body, spirit leaves his body. They put him in a tomb. And it looks like it's over. Everybody's terrified. Everybody that was following him was terrified. Oh my goodness, they killed our leader. They killed Jesus. What happened to his kingdom? Where do we go? And one guy ran so fast. He was so terrified when he saw what happened. He ran so fast, he literally ran out of his clothes.
Yeah.
And he ran so fast, his clothes stayed there, and he ran. And everybody's in hiding. What do we do? Oh, my goodness, what do we do? And it looks like it's over. And let me tell you something. It is not over. It is not over. It is not over because on the third day,
mm-hmm.
when it looked like it was totally over and they were going to go dress his body in the tomb, they go and they find out, it's like, he ain't here. Where is he at? He's gone.
Right.
The Lord's gone. He's gone. Think about it. Oh my goodness, where somebody stole his body. And so they come running out and they say, you know, who took him? Who took him? And they didn't realize they were talking to him who they thought he took. It's like, this is him. They go, oh my goodness, this is Jesus. You were just dead. And he goes, but you're alive. And so they hug him and he goes, don't touch me yet because I have not yet went to the Father and put my blood on the mercy seat in heaven, which you've only seen a shadow of, but there is a once and for all up there waiting for me to come. And so then he says, go tell the disciples and Peter, go tell the disciples and America that I'm coming. I'm here. I'm alive. And you go, they go tell them and they say, this ain't true. That couldn't be. I saw him dead. There's no way that he can be. I'm going to go see for myself. So Peter, and they just ran as fast as they could. It was John and Peter. Ran as fast as they could, go into the tomb to see what's going on. Peter beats them first, and they get there, and there's an angel there. An angel is right there in there saying, listen, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? The one that was dead is now alive. Jesus, see, the difference in our God and all these false gods is their God is dead, and our God is alive. And you caught his eye. He's in love with you. That's why the enemy tells you all these lies. That's why he has your self-worth beat down. And he tells you you're good for nothing. And he causes you to fall in sin. He's the one that tricked you. He's the one that deceived you. He's the one that put you on the ground. He's the one that kicked you in the ribs. And then he looks at you and goes, look at you. Look what you've done. And it was all his lies. Right. And all of that. While you're dripping with the sin of all the things that you've done in your life, like the woman caught in adultery, he looks at us and says, where are your accusers? Because she caught his eye. Listen, it's time for us as God's people to reboot. We got to rethink this thing. Listen, if he's madly in love with you, and he is, and if you caught his eye and you have, and if you've been downloaded by all these lies of the adversary and you feel like you have no worth, realize that he is a liar and he's the father of lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language. Understand, you got to find out what the truth is. That's why you abide. You get in his word, because the word, the Bible tells you the truth, not some man's interpretation of the Bible, not some other mysterious angel that appears to somebody in the in upstate New York, or somebody in, you know, the Eastern cultures, or somebody down in India. The Bible. And find out. You go, oh my goodness, the enemy was telling me a lie, but now I've read the truth. And so the light of God's word shines and exposes the lie. And then we could say, you know, I couldn't adjust my belief based on that. I call his eye. I caught the eye of the creator of the universe. And that's what really blows people away. They say, well, how can that person end up in heaven? They had such a rough life. You just don't understand. They had a rough life because they believed the lie, but all alone, they call his eye.
Right.
He doesn't hate you. He loves you. He's not wanting to destroy you. He's wanting to give you eternal life. His plans for you are good. Yes, you're going to have to believe that. The most important thing about you is what you think about God. But when you receive, that's what called by, that's called faith. I receive, Lord, oh my goodness. The only way I can be in relationship with the one whose eye I caught is through your son, Jesus Christ. That's why they try to do away with Jesus, because he's the gateway. Every other way is a thief and a liar. This is a good thing.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you this morning. I just want to encourage you that the creator of the universe, the one who sits encircled by an emerald rainbow, who has lightning and thunder just booming and firing off from his throne room, with angels all around them crying, holy, 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 with just torches, these huge fiery torches just burning, roar. This huge fire, this is burning, this witness, and these angels that have eyes on their wings and all over their body, and they're just flying and hovering, and some of them are covering their eyes, and some of the wings are covering their body, and they're just glancing at him. When they glance at the one who's in love with you, they go, oh, holy, holy are you. Oh, my goodness, and they cover their eyes again. Well, think about that. They can't even glance hardly at the one who glanced at you and fell in love with you. This is a love affair. This is a love affair. He is so in love with you that he will shake this earth to its core to get your attention. He will shake your relationships. He'll shake your money. He'll shake your politics. He'll shake your government. He'll shake you down to a holding cell just so you finally look up and go, is that you looking at me? Do you really want me? And that's where the song came from, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Because he got the revelation that saved a wretch like me. If you want to meet him, he loves you. But you got to make a choice. You got to find. You got to get in touch with him. You can do this right now by calling out to him. Just call, Jesus, I want to know you. Go to meetmyfather.org. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories because we wanted to make the Father known to you, to kind of find out, you know, we're all the same. But listen, despite what people may think of us, we called his eye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the word of God. It's a conversation. And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever. And just listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world.
You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
There's so many things that are happening, so many things that are facing us today that we just don't need information. You know what I'm saying? We need revelation.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to abide. I have to say, you know, when you're meditating on God's word, it's not bad to memorize God's word. But you know, you're not memorizing God's word just so that you can, you know, show off to your neighbor how many scriptures you memorized and how much knowledge you have.
Right.
Memorization is so that we can begin to have meditation.
That's right.
And it's nothing like meditating and thinking about God's word. It's one of the most beautiful things I like to do before I go to bed at night. You know, so many things going on is to meditate on the scripture that maybe I've been memorizing or a scripture that God spoke to me that morning. And you're meditating and you're kind of chewing on it. You're just focusing on each word and spending time kind of marinating in that, if you will. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, memorization leads to meditation. If you meditate on God's word, he'll give you revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll begin to reveal things in his word that he either want you to do or what he would not want you to do or things that you need to learn or direction or insight into the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important.
That's right.
You know, because when you're abiding and spending time with the Lord, you're spending time with Jesus. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you, begins to reveal to you what God's saying. It's not just words. I remember when I didn't know God, Pat, and I tried to read the Bible. Man, it was like reading a dictionary.
It was Greek. Yeah.
It was like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? I want to read this, but I just cannot get this. I was like, okay, I read three words, I'm done. It was like, how am I, you know, how am I gonna know? But when I gave my life to God, when I just accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I was on a journey, Pat. I was on a serious journey, going nowhere without God, although I thought I was going somewhere.
Right.
And it's just, I look back at those days and think, wow, man, thank you, Jesus, you know, because I was putting my hope in so many things that many people I see today are putting their hope in. I was putting my hope in an education. I was putting my hope in the fact that, you know, I could work hard, that, you know, I was giving myself way too much credit for what I could do, you know, and realizing that no matter how much I worked on that treadmill, no matter how much I try to keep them plates spinning.
Yeah.
They would all come crashing down.
That's it.
And you can't maintain that, you know? But then when I came to God, I remember just reading his word. I could just read it nonstop almost, you know? It just came alive.
It just came alive, didn't it?
And that's the joy that we have. That's the inheritance every believer has, is to hear God's voice. The Bible is his love letter to you. And hopefully in this program or later in the week, we're going to talk about the word, the Bible, the flawless word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my goodness, it's not outdated. It's the living book, man.
That's right.
It's encouraging. There's life in it. But when you memorize and memorization, you want to meditate, right? Meditation, so that you can have revelation. When I gave God my heart, I began to start reading and spending time with him, I was starting to get revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
Revelation. And as I was getting revelation, insight into what God was saying, revelation is for the manifestation of what God revealed to you.
That's right.
You know, this is a journey. This is a process. You know? Give yourself a break. Just spend time with God. And God will begin to reveal himself, his ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey. And before you know it, what God's been revealed to you will begin to manifest in your life. That's how you know you got it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can know things in your head. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows, you know, if you know how to read, you know how to read.
But eventually there's got to be fruit.
Hello. It's kind of important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what he's looking for, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's because there's a lot of people that have information.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you know, and that's great. You know, that's good. You know, a lot of people have, you know, knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, you know. But what we want to live, you know, he says, you know, we're not going to live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
That's right.
Now, we got to be a hearing church, but we got to do something with what we hear.
Yeah.
We can't be a hear. I encourage you. You need to go to VFNTV.com and go to VFN Torch, and you got to hear. You want to be a hear, you want to be a hear do.
That's right.
You want to hear what God is saying. You want to hear the word of God, and you want to do what he tells you to do. You want that to be revealed in your life.
But I do want to say this before we get started. Eddie, oh my goodness, man. I was thinking about you and your insanity, man. I mean, a vice presidential candidate, and you both are just running rapidly in your living rooms. I'm waiting to see you on some info commercial going, that was me then, this is me now, you know, and like showing a rib or something like they do. It's like, my gosh, you need some meat on you, dude. Anyway, so how are you doing, man? I want to hear from you, man. I bet you, I can imagine, because if I lost, you know, I lost 10 pounds, you know, my goal is 20.
Mm-hmm.
And during this week I was away, I found 5 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't even looking for them. I wasn't even looking for them. You know, and I thought, where did you come from? I am not even looking for you. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not playing hide and go seek.
Well, you didn't have no biscuits, did you?
No, I had no. Those are more up north, I think, you know.
No swelling, nothing like that. All right, making sure.
And we're going to talk about swelling. Anyway, so, but you know, I wasn't even looking for these 5 pounds. I wasn't even looking for them. And I wasn't even boasting about the 10 pounds. I was just being silently quiet and grateful, you know, for these 5 pounds. And it's like, I don't know what happened. You know, it was in between fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich during this week off. It's like, you know, I don't know. I was stuck in between, you know, fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich. And somewhere in between these two destinations, these really? 5 pounds popped up. And it's like, come on, what's up with this? So, you know, I'm going to send that 5 pounds back to where it came from.
Yeah,
I'm sending them back to fettuccine. I'm sending them back to bologna. You know, come on. I mean, this has got to go. But I am totally committed that I am going to get the physique that Pat has. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's going like, I'm a little stuffy. Stuffy? Dude, look at you. We must be huge to you. He was like, you know, Chris and I are like floating around like blimps at the it was like parade, Macy's parade. And he's calling himself big, and Chris and I are going like, dude, are you calling us like floats or something? What's up with this? You know, I mean, wait, at least where do we lose some weight or something? Yeah, Jiminy bony crickets. And so
boasting, I tell you, man.
Yeah, I feel like the big, you know, thing floating by Pat, you know, the ride they have in front of Macy's.
You don't have any string tying you down there? I mean, you don't have any, jeez.
Dude, isn't it something? That's totally something. And so can you imagine? So here we are, you know, we're walking down the road. I can see us now. We're going to be in Montgomery. Yeah, we're going to be in Montgomery this weekend.
Birmingham
this weekend. And, you know, we'll be marching. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And, you know, Pat will have these strings and Chris and I'll be floating above his head like a blowfish. You know, we'll float up there, you know. And he'll be like, oh, man, I'm just gaining so much weight. Like, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, so, but I just thank God for the five that I did not find, you know, the whole 10. I only found 5. But I'm committed, man. I'm committed. When we march all the way, because we're going to go this weekend.
We want pictures.
You got Photoshop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
You may be joining us today and you're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you, He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He is a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com. Click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFN Radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day,
on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to bfntv.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.